The University of Tennessee is in
Knoxville.
Mm-hmm. Right, you said Atlanta. How about the biggest seaport in Georgia?
Augusta, I guess.
No, it's
Savannah. Mm-hmm.
And the city that's right across the river from Phoenix City?
Phoenix City, Arizona.
No, Phoenix City, Alabama.
Oh, Phoenix City. It's
right across the
Columbia.
River. Pardon?
Columbia. Columbus.
Yeah, that's it. And then there's another fairly good-sized city about in the middle of Georgia. Starts with an M.
Macon.
Mm-hmm. And the two biggest cities in Louisiana, I guess they're the biggest.
New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. And the capital.
And Shreveport.
Well, I said this one earlier, too.
Baton Rouge, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The biggest city in southern Ohio where the Reds play?
Cincinnati.
And the biggest city in Kentucky where they run the Derby?
Louisville.
And then three countries. Dublin is in
Ireland.
Paris is in
France.
Moscow is in
Russia.
Okay. Let's see. You said that. If two people become members of a certain religious group, you'd say they did what? One last Sunday they
joined
what?
Joined the church.
Okay. And in church you pray to?
Pray to God.
Okay. And I'm pretty sure you've already said this one. The choir and the organist provide the
music.
And if you especially liked the music, you'd say, oh, that was just pretty or
good music of pretty music of
stronger than pretty it would be.
Beautiful music, yeah. I say beautiful music.
And the enemy of God is the?
Satan or the devil.
Are there any other names for him?
Lucifer.
Is there anything you might say to children was going to get them if they were bad?
Booger man.
Is that the same as the devil?
Yeah, that's what we consider.
Mm-hmm. And what do people think that they see at night in the graveyard to frighten them?
Ghosts.
And a house where those would live is a?
Painted house or haunted house.
Okay. And if you had a choice, you might say, I'd blank do this than that.
I'd rather.
What would you say to somebody that you hadn't seen in a long time to let him know that you were happy to see him? You'd say, I'm mighty
glad to see you.
Would you ever say proud to see you?
Proud. I never use it as this.
You hear it?
Yeah, I've heard it used proud. I've heard it used proud to see you, but I know it.
Does it mean the same?
Yes, it means okay.
Suppose somebody owns a great amount of land. You'd say he has a what of land?
Large tract of land or
would you ever say
plantation?
Or right smart?
Yeah. I've never used it in right smart. That's it.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, I've heard it as lots.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
a
now,
large plot of land. Mm-hmm.
Saying sir and ma'am, when do you use those?
Use sir when you're talking to a man and ma'am when you're talking to a woman.
Well, is it just
yes,
in
ma'am.
Particular circumstances or to any man or woman?
Well, I say to any person, yes ma'am or no ma'am or yes sir.
Do they have to be above a certain age before you start calling them sir?
Oh, yes, they should be adults.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. If something sort of mildly shocking was told to you, you might say, why the very
idea?
Mm-hmm. And if you met somebody, what might you say by way of greeting, asking about his health?
Says, how are you?
And if you were introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
I'll say, very glad to meet you.
All right. What would you say on the 25th of December as a greeting?
Merry Christmas.
Is there anything else you might have heard? Like Christmas gifts?
Christmas greetings, Christmas gifts, yeah.
What would that mean?
That means you're supposed to give them they're supposed to give you a Christmas present if you say Christmas gift before they say it.
Is that just a joke or is it serious?
Well, it's just a joke. We never do it. Someone just say Christmas gifts.
Okay. And on January 1st, you say?